It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, it is high school basketball, and it's our first full Friday night slate, and we are excited to bring you coverage of the Troy Trojans and the Hiawatha Redhawks here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in alongside our studio producer, Ray Penning, Matt Morton, Heather Williams, with the Hiawatha Channel, Brandon Tabman with you on KNZA. Our broadcast tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Two games, four teams, intriguing matchups with the girls coming up first and the boys to follow, but this should be an exciting night of hoops here on KNZA. We'll take a timeout, come back, get you the starters, and a little thought before the girls' game tips off. A lot on the line for both these teams, and we're excited to bring you the coverage here tonight. A quick two-minute timeout, more pregame after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
Hi, this is Union State Bank. We know that understanding the unique needs of area farmers and ag-related industries is the most important part of building a loan. We continue to offer our agricultural customers a long tradition of ag loan experience. Whether you are acquiring land to expand your operation, to building structures, or are interested in an operating line of credit, call on our team. We stand ready to supply the answers you need. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNZA, we're also queued up on the Hiawatha Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Tonight, it's Troy and Hiawatha here on KNZA, our first full Friday night slate here in the high school basketball season. And we got a packed house and a full crew on hand to bring you the Trojans and the Redhawks here tonight. Again, I'm Brandon Tabman, Ray Penning, our studio producer on KNZA, alongside Matt Morton, Heather Williams, Seth Tollefson as well for the Hiawatha Channel. So cue us up on KNZA. You can watch the broadcast here tonight on the Hiawatha Channel. We're queued up there as well. But again, alongside Matt Morton getting set for this one here tonight. We got one more break queued up before we get to the tip-off of the girls' game. But you saw Hiawatha and this Lady Redhawks team earlier this week. A good start to their season. 18-point win at Donovan West. They got 21 points from Kylie Nelson.
Yeah, she had a good game. Started off a little slow, got into some foul trouble. You know, one of the things that's going to be key this evening is obviously they're going to have to hit some shots. Wouldn't be surprised if Troy tries to junk it up a little bit with some zone defenses. But, yeah, they looked really good. And once she gets going, she can get going.
Yeah, third-team all-league a year ago. And then also sister Kenzie Nelson as well, a 5'5 senior, been playing since her freshman year. This Hiawatha team under second-year head coach Stacy Jasper that brought back a lot of experience from last season. Real quick, on the other side, the Troy Trojans, they lost a pretty good senior class. They lost four very good seniors, but the one player they did not lose is arguably the best player in the 1A classification. That's Harper Wettstein, Division I commit to Northern Iowa. She has 1,407 career points coming into tonight. She has multiple school records and had 27 in their loss to Hanover last night. But obviously a big factor here as Hiawatha is going to have to deal with Harper Wettstein here tonight. Again, let's get you the starting lineups for these teams getting closer to the opening tip here on a KNZA. And we'll start with Hiawatha, the Red Hawks again. Road team per use. It is the head coach and Stacy Jasper, second year at the helm. Michaela Williams, a 5'4 sophomore. 10 points in the opener at D-West on Tuesday night. We just mentioned Kylie Nelson, a 5'5 junior guard, 21 points and 4 rebounds on Tuesday night. Claire Twombly, one of the forwards, 5'8 senior at 6 points and 6 rebounds on Tuesday at D-West. Addison Williams, a 5'6 senior, 6 points at Donovan West. And then a 5'5 senior, that is Kenzie Nelson, 3 points, 3 rebounds in the game against D-West on Tuesday night, in which they won 49-31. Troy, they have played twice. This is their third game in 4 days this week. 29th year head coach Derek Jasper. He is 3 wins away from 300 in his career. Haley Groff is a 5'4 sophomore. Second leading scorer for the squad, 8.5 points per game. Trojans team right now at 1-1. They lost at Hanover last night. Beat Valley Falls on Tuesday in their opener by 30 points. Nicole Judd also in the backcourt, 5'3 senior. Actually the leading rebounder through two games at 7.5 boards. The contest, Haley Williams, Allison Grable, and Harper Wettstein rounding out the Troy starting lineup. We step aside to get patriotic. Starting lineups are the tip-off coming your way next here on KNZA.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Whether you need a sick visit, a checkup, or ongoing health care support, Amberwell Hiawatha's primary care clinic can get you in fast. Same-day visits are often available, so you don't need to wait long to be seen by an Amberwell provider. Call 785-742-2161 to check today's openings. Again, call 785-742-2161, and we'll help you get the care you need when you need it.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours with offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
When you've been in business as long as we have, everybody knows your name. Whether you're a newcomer or a longtime customer of Frontier Bank, we make a point of knowing your name and how you like your banking. From flexible home loans to construction or commercial loans, ag loans or real estate loans, we'd be happy to sit down and talk. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here on this Friday night. The opening tip-off here is brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. We're queued up on the Hiawatha Channel and KNZA. Troy and the Redhawks here tonight. And our girls' contest coming up first again alongside Matt Morton, Heather Williams, that's Tollefson, Ray Penning, Brandon Tabman with you. Trojans in the home white uniforms. They go left to right. It's Wettstein, Groff, Judd, Williams, and Grable. Williams, Nelson, Twombly, Williams, and Nelson, the starting five for Hiawatha. And here is the Northern Iowa commit and Harper Wettstein. First touch here tonight. Right side to Judd. Picks it up a little bit closer to the right side wing. Now at the free throw line, it's a left side pass to Groff. Groff on the dribble. Good defense here by Kylie Nelson and nearly forcing a turnover. It's out of bounds. Good touch there by the Redhawks, and the Trojans will have it on the side out. Harper Wettstein to throw it in, far side of the floor, no score. We're 17 seconds into this game. Troy, number 7 ranked team in 1A Division 1 in the KBCA preseason rankings, coming off a loss to number 1 ranked Hanover in 1A D2 last night. And Troy turns it over on the inbounds pass, and now Hiawatha, their first touch here on the offensive end. Williams had it tipped in the air. Wettstein nearly had a steal. Wettstein 5 steals per game in the first two. Here is a good look. Addison Williams left it short from a left wing triple, and a rebound for Harper Wettstein, and here comes Troy. Left to right, they operate in the first half of play. Left side pass. Here's a quick trigger from downtown, a misfire by Groff, and a rebound pulled down by Michaela Williams and Hiawatha. Now a D3 on the other end is short from the right wing and fighting for the rebound. And we get a tie-up underneath. Couple bodies hit the floor. And the tie-up here is going to keep the possession with Hiawatha underneath. We have played 60 seconds, still looking for our first points here in this matchup tonight. Will be Callie Nelson to throw it in. Right side of her own backboard, bouncing to Addison Williams in the corner. Defended well by Groff. Williams going to work. Right side it goes to Twombly. Had her shot rejected, and then it's tipped out of bounds underneath. And it's going to Troy, so they get a stop. And the Trojans get it back. We're still scoreless here, Matt. Minute 10 into the game.
Yeah, both teams playing really good defense. I thought Kylie had a chance to get a layup there and instead shot the three. Both teams are going to shoot a lot of threes tonight, I believe, Brandon.
Well, now getting sped up a bit is Troy in a turnover force. Second turnover here in the early going. This Trojans team, a lot of expectations. They went 23-2 last year, won the Northeast Kansas League. And these two teams tonight. And these two teams played twice last year, and Troy went 2-0 against the Redhawks. 47-34 early in the regular season. They met in the Hiawatha midseason tournament. It was an 11-point Troy victory. Trojans having some issues here on the offensive end. Redhawks defense ramped up. Another tie-up near the free throw line. And the Trojans with the possession here. 6:06 to go first quarter. Still scoreless in our girls' contest. Wettstein last night at Hanover scored 27 of the Troy 35 points. They lost by 17. 1-1 here on the season. Trojans' third game in 4 nights to kick things off in week 1. You got 2 red jerseys running after Wettstein here, high right on the wing, and a bounce pass to Judd in the corner. It goes inside to Grable. She is tripled. Now Wettstein on the right wing, closed out quickly by Addison Williams. Now Judd, a bounce pass to the elbow as Haley Williams had a touch. Judd gets a set for 3, hits the rim, then the backboard, falls off. Hiawatha gets the rebound. Michaela Williams up the floor, and her pass sails over the head of Kylie Nelson and out of bounds for the Redhawks turnover. A little ramped up both ways and still scoreless. We have played 2 minutes and 25 seconds in this first quarter. Redhawks showing some full court press. Here is Groff, the sophomore, works it up the floor quickly. Her pass, a little too much heat to Haley Williams, through her hands and out of bounds. Another Troy turnover, make it 3 here in the first 2.5 minutes. Both teams trying to break the seal, get the glass off the rim because it seems to be empty right now and pretty much covered up. Trojans now forcing a turnover. Here's a 3 from the right side by Judd. It's halfway down and out. And out of bounds, it's going to go back to Hiawatha. Goodness me.
Tuesday night when Donovan West went to this little presser, Hiawatha really struggled. They got to really get somebody in the middle and move the ball.
Almost 3 minutes into this first period, both teams have shown press in the full court. Hiawatha doing a good job here breaking it. Here is a long 2 from the left corner that is long. And a foul on the rebound attempt, and it's going against Troy. So our first foul at 5:04 to go in the first quarter. Still scoreless here between Troy and Hiawatha. And the first foul going against Groff, the 5'4 sophomore. Groff had 15 in the opener against Valley Falls, held to just 2 points last night in the loss at Hanover. Here is Kenzie Nelson, right side in the corner. It's Twombly. Right now, man-to-man defense here for Troy. Working from the right wing, diving in, throwing up a tough shot, just a little bit strong, no good. Backside rebound here for Groff. Here's Troy in transition. Groff all the way, sidestep, gets to the rack and is fouled. Hits the floor hard, and we get an opportunity here to break that scoreless tie with free throws here from the 5'4 sophomore, Haley Groff. That foul on Kylie Nelson in the first against the Redhawks. So Groff at the line. This is her third free throw attempt of the season. She got it to go. Now 2 for 3 early on and has her first point tonight. And we got our first points on the board. Second for Groff. She got it. So now 3 for 4 at the line early on this season. First 2 points for Troy and a 2-0 lead. Hiawatha doing a good job here breaking that press. Lost ball in the paint, fighting for it underneath. And Hiawatha able to save it into the far side corner, avoiding a turnover. And resetting up top is Addison Williams. Guarded by Weppstein, Northern Iowa commits. Bounce pass to the top of the key. Trojans right now running zone, actually. Another good pass. Kenzie Nelson kicking into the corner. Now Michaela Williams, a little jab step, backing out on the left wing. And now skipping a pass to Kylie Nelson, nearly taken away by Groff. And now a three by Williams, front rim no. And fighting for the rebound, Kylie Nelson, or Kenzie, beg your pardon. Now a second chance up and in. Claire Twombly, the offensive rebound. And a third opportunity stuck back up and in. We're 4 minutes in, 4 to go in quarter one. We're tied at 2. Quickly up the floor and drawing a foul is Allison Grable, and she's going to go to the line to shoot 2. And the foul going against Claire Twombly, her first. Team foul number 2. This is 5'6 senior Allison Grable, returning starter from a year ago. Her first free throw just a little bit strong. It rattles out no. Early on this season, Troy, first 2 games, 53%. At the line as a team. Allison, her 6th free throw attempt of the season. This one is good. So she goes 1 for 2. Her first point, and that breaks the 2-2 tie. 3-2 Trojans. 3:53 to go in this opening quarter. Here's Kylie Nelson. Head of steam into the front court. Pass tipped. Back to the top of the key. It's Addison Williams, who hands it off to Kylie right there. And right back to Addison it goes. And a nice wing-to-wing pass. Here is a 3 on the way. It is short. Tipped into the hands of Claire Twombly in an offensive rebound to keep it alive. Now a backside pass, and off the window, it's Michaela Williams in for her first basket, and it's a 4-3 Redhawks advantage at 3:25 to go in the first. Here's Weppstein, been quiet here in this early going. Here's Judd on the right wing, closed out quickly again by Kylie Nelson. Now Grable in the paint. And a stoppage. They're going to call a travel and a turnover by Allison Grable.
Looks like Hiawatha is playing a box and one on Harper. Addison Williams just is face guarding her everywhere she goes.
Weppstein's going to see a lot of that. Long entry pass is deflected at midcourt, but last touch by Troy, so Hiawatha keeps it. 3:12 to go. Again, offense hard to come by here. It's 4-3 in favor of Hiawatha. Here's Twombly, left side on the entry pass. Dumping it down to Kylie Nelson in the left corner. Couple of dribbles and a dart to a pass on the right wing. Shot short by Twombly, and in the paint to grab the rebound is Harper Weppstein for Troy. Still looking for Harper's first bucket. Straight away, triple in there. She got it to go. She was 7 of 15 from 3 last night in the loss at Hanover, and it's 6-4 Troy. There's a good look inside, but a misfire by Kenzie Nelson and a rebound for Allison Grable. 2-point Trojan lead, 2:36, clock moving first quarter. Here's Weppstein. Close out on her very quickly. Left side pass to Haley Williams. One dribble, left wing, spinning, looking back into the corner. Now a drive by Groff. Right-handed floater just grazed the rim short. Now pushing in transition is Kylie Nelson. She lost it at midcourt. Still fighting, looking for a defender. And Coach Stacey Jasper able to burn a timeout there as that one nearly got away from Kylie Nelson. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Our timeout's on KNZA, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. When it's time for a break, you're looking for that snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. We got Ray, we got Matt, we got Heather, we got Seth, Brandon with you again. Offense hard to come by, Matt. 6-4 Troy. We have played well over 5 minutes in this opening quarter.
Both teams had some good looks, just not being able to get the shots to fall down. Tuesday night against D West, Hiawatha started off really slow in that first quarter, but they were able to get some. But I think what I'm looking at right now is they're doing a much better job of breaking that press. And obviously, Troy probably looked at that film and saw that that gave Hiawatha a little bit of trouble Tuesday night.
So the early scoring, Weppstein 3, Groff with 2, 1 from Grable, the Troy 6, and then the 4 for Hiawatha, 2 apiece from Michaela Williams and Claire Twombly. So out of the timeout, Redhawks into the front court. Zone defense right now for Troy. They go into the corner. Twombly gets a good look for 3. It hits high off the heel strong. and fighting for the rebound. Second chance opportunities. Michaela Williams, her third rebound in the early going. Now Addison Williams tries a three. This one not there from straight away. And another offensive rebound. It's Nelson off the heel. No good. Three opportunities missed there for Hiawatha. Now cleared away finally by Williams for Troy. Here is Wettstein deep stepping into one, and it's an air ball, and it's going to go out of bounds back to Hiawatha. So we're down to 143 in this first quarter. Troy 6 and the Redhawks 4. We finally see Troy back off the press here just a touch. It's Addison Williams, somewhat medium pace with the right-handed dribbles into the front court. Angles right, going towards the wing. Stabbing at it is Wettstein. Kayla Williams now picking it up on the right wing, working back, head of the circle, nearly tipped away by Wettstein. She is as much thievery as anybody here in the 1A class. Great ball fake to a long two, which is short. Another offensive rebound, up and good. And the foul, Michaela Williams with the old-fashioned and one. Well, Matt, I tell you what, second chance opportunities right now have been big for Hiawatha. They're really attacking the offensive glass.
Yeah, they've got multiple second chance opportunities here in the last couple of possessions. Michaela with a nice job. She's feisty, you know, as a freshman last year. She didn't really get a lot of varsity time to get into the year. That sub-state gate down in Wellsville, you saw what potential she had to be a starter this year for Hiawatha.
Williams, a 5'4 sophomore, appeared in 18 games, 3 points, 2 boards a game. But first game on Tuesday night, she went for 10 points and 6 rebounds, and she completes that 3-point play. 5 early points for Michaela Williams that leads all scorers. Hiawatha back in front after that 3-point play. 7-6 Redhawks. We're at 1:18 to go in this first quarter. Here is Harper Wettstein. Working into the front court, goes right with it. Judd on the wing. Now into the corner it goes. It is Kyler Ludke who has checked into the game. Now at the elbow, diving in, through some contact, no go, no call, and a rebound cleared away by Twombly and Hiawatha. Minute to go in the quarter, 7-6 Redhawks. Here's Polly Rocky who's checked in. She had a touch in the right corner. Hands it off to Michaela Williams, going baseline, bump there. Judd nearly got a steal in the near side corner, but it's tipped out of bounds, and the Redhawks will keep it at 51 seconds to go in the quarter. Redhawks had 4 returning starters and 9 total letter winners back from their team last year that won 12 games. And now the Redhawks losing it, taken away. Turnover, Redhawks. Here's Wettstein behind the back, getting all the way to the rack with the left-handed layup attempt, which is no good, but an offensive rebound again. Now Wettstein gets a third chance, and she finally puts it up and in. So this time the offensive glass being utilized by Troy. And it's 8-7 Trojans, 30 seconds left here, and now it's tipped and a steal for Wettstein. Turnover by Hiawatha. Wettstein to the rack, and she lays it in. And heating up late in the opening quarter is Harper Wettstein. 18 seconds to go. It is 10-7 Troy. Here's Kylie Nelson, 13 to go. Her pass through traffic, tipped out to the right wing. Here's a Rocky three. Hits a little bit strong off the heel. Nelson, another offensive rebound, had it tipped away and out of bounds. And the Redhawks have 5 seconds to go here in the quarter, down 3.
Harper's just so instinctive. You know, you talk about how many steals she gets a game. She's long on top on that zone and does a really good job of anticipating the next pass.
She broke multiple school records last season, including steals, which she had 154 steals last season. She has 10 through the first 2 games this season. A shot at the buzzer is a little bit strong by Michaela Williams. No go. Pretty exciting first quarter here in our girls' game tonight. Troy at home leading Hiawatha. It's 10-7 after the first 8 minutes. 60-second timeout, second quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
As the spirit of the holidays warms our community, Sabetha Community Hospital is here to ensure you stay healthy enough to enjoy every moment. You can celebrate knowing the highest quality care is close to home. Sabetha Community Hospital is here for our community, offering emergency services, a family medicine clinic, and a specialty clinic with nearly 30 different specialists, and more. Sabetha Community Hospital, caring for you and your family this holiday season and all year long.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNZR, first full Friday night of high school basketball is off and running. Our girls' contest here at Troy. It's Hiawatha in town, and the Trojans a 10-7 advantage as we start quarter number two here on KNZA. Red Hawks the opening possession. Nelson looking into the corner for Williams. Caught in a double team in the short corner left, and a jump ball is going to be called. That's going to give it back to Troy, forcing Hiawatha's fifth turnover here in the first half. Well, both teams struggled. Took about 3 minutes to get our first points on the board. And both teams ramped it up just a touch, latter half of that first 8 minutes. Trojans up by three with the ball in the front court. Ludke with the basketball. They get right side to Judd on the wing. Now one dribble left with the left. Now back into the corner with Ludke. Here's Wettstein. Long skip pass through the hands of Groff. And chasing it down in the corner is Hiawatha's Laura Lears, who is into the game and making a nice play to force a turnover. So Hiawatha down three, 40 seconds into the second, getting it back. Trojans backing off that defense touch. Wettstein the top of that zone defense. Kayla Williams has it and dumps it onto the left elbow, looking for a backdoor. Rocky was there, now kicks it back into the corner with Lears. Here's Kinsey Nelson, puts it on the dribble. Michaela Williams now a touch, gets in the paint, and is bumped and fouled. First foul here in quarter number two. And it's on Wettstein, her first. 10-7 our score. Hiawatha to throw it in underneath their own basket. Williams in the corner. Now Lears up top on the right wing. They set it up for Rocky in the corner. Wettstein closed out on her quickly, and now back to Addison Williams in the corner. 10-7 our score. Trojans by three. Redhawks with the ball here. Now Williams working back, bouncing at top of the key. It's Williams. And driving, missing. Offensive rebound and some more contact inside. It's Kinsey Nelson going to work on the glass. Let's see if they get her on the shot or if it's on the floor. The foul's going to be on Groff, and two free throws coming here for the Redhawks. That's the second foul on Groff.
Kinsey does just a good job of getting her body in position to get, you know, offensive rebounds. She's not very big, but she battles really hard down there.
And she spins in the first free throw, just one of five on the year coming into this one. Gets her first point tonight. She had 3 points, three rebounds, and that 49-31 win Tuesday night in their opener at Donovan West. Back to within two, the Redhawks. And now back to one. Two for two there for Kinsey Nelson. Her first 2 points tonight. 10-9 Trojans. Wettstein, home white uniforms for Troy, working into the front court, just in front of the midcourt line. Works it to the right wing. Now gets a screen by Ludke. Steps back deep from the right wing and was short-armed on a three. Saved underneath, and it's into the hands of Nicole Judd. Second chance opportunity. Troy with a pass inside. A lot of contact, and there's a foul. More free throws coming up here for the Trojans. It's going to be Allison Grable to shoot two. Kind of favoring that lower back as she gets ready at the free throw line. That foul on Kinsey Nelson, her first. And the Redhawks' first team foul here in quarter number two. And the first free throw up and in for Allison Grable. Two for three at the line here so far tonight. Lone 2 points for her, 11-9. Trojans by two. Low scoring game here so far. Second one rattles in, rattles out, tipped out of bounds. And Wettstein battling for it. It was last touched out of bounds by Hiawatha. So the Trojans, nice little swing there. They get a free throw, and now they get the ball back underneath. Here's Judd, right side corner. They leave her open for three. That's well short, but Wettstein an offensive rebound. Well, now Troy taking advantage of second chance opportunities here. Let's see if they can on this possession particularly. Lena Wiedmeyer's into the game, drives in, missing a shot, running towards the basket, and it's taken away by Polly Rocky. Hiawatha down two. Into the right side corner, Kylie Nelson for the lead. Can't get it to go, and a backside rebound for Nicole Judd. Team's fairly ice cold on the offensive end. 11-9 our score. Wettstein with 7 of the Troy 11 points, and now she lost it in the paint, and it's going to be a turnover on Troy. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Wettstein. Subs in both ways. Haley Williams back in for Troy. And the Redhawks down 2. 11-9. Not quite 2.5 minutes into this second quarter. Directing traffic in front of midcourt. Addison Williams with it. Working on the far right wing and hands it off to Michaela Williams right there. Now, multiple set of sisters here on this Hiawatha roster. There's a hard drive by Kylie Nelson and another opportunity off her own miss, but she missed that one, and Troy finally cleared it away. The second chance rebound by Williams. Wettstein deep on the left wing, wanting to go to work. Gets left baseline, backed out into the corner, and it's tipped out of bounds. Good hustle by Kylie Nelson to tip it away. As Groff checks back in here for the Trojans, replacing Judd. Right about the 3 minutes in mark of quarter number two, 11-9. Trojans in front by a deuce. Wettstein with it, left side to Williams. One dribble left towards the corner. Now back to the wing with Wettstein. Being hounded by Addison Williams. Now backing out near midcourt is Wettstein. She wants a screen. Doesn't use it. Now gets a second screen to her right. This is Ludke from downtown. She can't make a three. And a rebound here for Kinsey Nelson. There is something on the rim keeping these shots from going, but right when I say that, right to the rack, it's Michaela Williams for two, and she's got seven. We're tied at 11 here, 4.5 minutes to go in the half. Here's Wettstein into the front court, hounded by two red jerseys, looking for someone to help out. Finally, they get it to Ludke in the right corner. Working out on the right wing, it's knocked away, but Wettstein is there to pick it up. Backing out near midcourt, Wettstein resets. No shot clock here at Troy. It's a hard screen. Wettstein using, firing from deep. Missed everything but backboard. And a backside rebound pulled away by Michaela Williams. Chance for the Redhawks to take a lead. Long two. Running into it, no. And a rebound by Troy. Williams pulling down her fifth first half rebound. Here's Wiedmeyer in the corner. Floating one from 15. It's well short. Rebound for Hiawatha again. Five rebounds for Michaela Williams here in the first half. They leave Addison Williams open for a tray. She hits it high, strong off the heel. Another offensive rebound this time by Kenzie Nelson. Ball fake Michaela Williams, floating one in off the heel again. Strong gets her own rebound and she's fouled. 7 points and six rebounds for 5'4 sophomore Michaela Williams, and she'll go to the line for two. Check the foul, third team foul on Troy here in this second quarter. And they get it on Williams, her second. And the first free throw by Michaela Williams is not there. She's 1-for-2 at the line in this half. Stay tied at 11 apiece. The numbers offensively, a lot of missed shots. A lot of second chance opportunities for both teams. And Michaela Williams able to go 1-for-2. She's got 8 to lead all scores, and the Redhawks lead it 12-11, just south of 3.5 minutes to go in the half. Here's Judd, high right on the wing, gets it right side towards the corner with Grable. Right back to Judd. Now they set up Wettstein in the corner. Closed out quickly by Kylie Nelson. Good defense there. Now Judd, nice back door. Groff, free throw line jumper on the way, missing right side off the rim. Rebound by the Redhawks and Claire Twombly. 12-11 Redhawks, 3 minutes to go in the half. Here's Kylie Nelson, dumping it down on the block. Twombly gets it up and in on the post move. Twombly, her second bucket, she's got 4. 14-11, Redhawks by 3, 2:50 to go in the half. Doing a good job here on Wettstein, just right now 7 points, averaging 22.5 per game through the first two. A tip pass, elbow jumper is nothing but nylon for Haley Groff, the sophomore. Her first field goal is 14-13, Redhawks by 1, 2.5 minutes to go in the half. Now driving in Michaela Williams, a reach-in foul called against the Trojans. It is the foul to give for Troy, it's number 4, so free throws the rest of the 2:29 here in quarter number 2 for Hiawatha.
That's 2 on Harper.
That is certainly something to keep an eye on, 2 fouls now on Harper Wettstein. Here's a right elbow jumper, short, grazing the rim, rebound Wettstein. 5 boards here in the first half for Harper. Dumps it down to Judd on the block. It's caught up quickly. Now Wettstein gets it from the corner, spinning in the lane, and she draws a foul on the right side block. So Harper Wettstein set to shoot 2. And the foul on Addison Williams, that is her first. And team foul number 2 against the Redhawks. We're at 2:16 to go in the half. 14-13 our score. Wettstein at the line. Chance to give her team the lead. She got it back tied at 14 apiece. Now Harper, her career, she's been a very good free throw shooter. But a slow start, just 5 of 10 in the first two games before that one was put in. She shot 84% from the line last season, which broke the school record. She goes 2-for-2 and has 9 to lead all scores. 15-14, now Troy back in front. Coming up on the final 2 minutes here in this first half of play. Here's a nice ball fake. Michaela Williams back out on the left wing. Long skip pass. It is Kenzie Nelson, a downtown triple, and she buries it. Her first three of the season. Kenzie Nelson gives the Redhawks a 17-15 lead at 1:50 to go in the quarter. At the free throw line, knocked away. A turnover by Troy. Here is Kylie Nelson, coast to coast. Missed the layup with the right hand, but a second chance is up and in by Michaela Williams. She has got 10. It's 19-15 Redhawks. 95 seconds to go in the half. How about the first half for sophomore guard Michaela Williams? Here's Judd up top. This is Groff along two, and she banks it in. Banks open late here in Troy. 6 for Groff. It's 19-17. Redhawks by 2. 1:17 to go in the half. Addison Williams, a pass to Nelson, right side to Williams, a right wing three. She's not afraid, but she's a little bit strong. Another offensive rebound. This one missed, and now Weststein pulls it away. Good opportunity inside by Steven Morgan, but she couldn't convert. Here's Weststein going to work in the paint. Had it knocked away, but a foul's going to be called. And free throws coming for Harper Weststein. They get the foul on Kylie Nelson. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 3. And Weststein, 2-for-2 at the line tonight. 9 points and 6 rebounds already. And her first freebie is in there. And she has got 10 points. 19-18, Redhawks by 1. Both teams subs back on the floor. Rocky back in for the Redhawks. Steven Morgan on the floor. Laura Lears in there as well. Second for Weststein. Got it to go. 4-for-4 in the first half for Harper Weststein at the stripe. She's got 11. We're deadlocked. It's 19-19, under a minute to go in the half. Right side. It's Rocky into the corner. Williams. Jump pass top of the key to Michaela Williams. So you got Michaela and Addison out there. Don't forget the sisters of Kenzie and Kylie. Kayla Williams nearly lost it, but gets it off to the sister and Addison up top. Going to work, hands it off to Michaela on the left wing. Back to her sister Addison in the corner. And it looks like Coach Stacy Jasper wants the last shot here. We're down to 22 seconds. Perimeter passing here. Good skip. Rocky thought about it. Now gets it back to Addison Williams. Down to 14 seconds. Williams all the way to the rack, and she draws some contact. And she will shoot two with the clock stopped at 12.6. So free throws on the way for Addison Williams, 5'6 senior. It is the third foul on Haley Williams. A 19-19 tie. Coming up on the halftime break, Troy led it 10-7 at the end of one. And the first free throw up and good for Addison Williams. Now 2-for-3 at the line this season. Her first trip tonight and her first point on the board. Redhawks back in front, 20-19. Again, 12.6 seconds remaining in the half. Staggered stance, right-handed shot, strong, and a whistle blown, and it's going, or they're going to call a lane violation against Weststein. So, boy, Addison Williams catching a break there. She missed it, but she's going to get a second chance. And Williams this time able to connect. So she's got two. 21-19, a Redhawks. 9 seconds here for Weststein. Gets a screen, working right, down to 5 seconds. Now working back beyond another screen. Getting all the way to the left wing, stepping back. Deep three, halfway down and out. No good, and that takes us to the halftime break. Boy, it's been very competitive. There ain't no doubt about that. Right now, the Redhawks on the road, leading it 21-19. Halftime show coming your way next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Redhawks 21, Trojans 19. The halftime show coming your way next here on KNZA.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, We pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
This holiday season, F&M Bank sends you and your family our warmest greetings and heartfelt wishes. We invite you to stop by either of our locations where a fresh cup of coffee and friendly conversations await. Come meet our family at F&M. The people dedicated to caring for you. From our family to yours, may your holidays be filled with joy, peace, and cherished moments. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
.9 FM, also on the Hiawatha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. So again, we got a packed house here in Troy tonight. We got a full crew on hand helping out with KNZA and the channel as well. Thanks to Ray, Matt, Heather, Seth, myself, Brandon, bringing you our coverage here tonight. Troy and Hiawatha, girls game at the half. 21-19 Red Hawks here, Matt, on the road. It was sluggish to start. Both teams really had a lot of issues scoring the ball, but I think you got to credit both sides defensively. Both teams started picking things up, and right now, top two scorers, you look, what a first half. Michaela Williams, she had 10 points, 7 rebounds unofficially, and then on the other side with Troy, Harper Wettstein, 11 points and 6 rebounds. Those two, really the only consistent offensive pieces for these teams right now.
Yeah, you know what you're going to get from Harper every night. Michaela, big surprise. Like I said, just a scrappy little player. I mean, she's 5'4", 7 rebounds unofficially, but she's really keeping Hiawatha in this game right now. Kylie Nelson at the half with 0 really hasn't. Troy's done a really good job of pushing her off the three-point line. But it should be an interesting game the second half. I was just talking off air, you know, twice last year we played Troy. It was close game at halftime, and then Harper kind of took over. So they've done a really good job, you know. As you saw on that last shot, though, Harper can get her shot off, you know, anytime she wants.
So Troy, they led 10-7 after one, but the Redhawks had a 14-9 advantage in quarter number two for this 21-19 lead. Again, we mentioned for Hiawatha, the sophomore guard, Michaela Williams with 10 in the first half, also 2-for-3 at the line. Claire Twombly had 4 points, 5 points from Kenzie Nelson, and then you had 2 points from Addison Williams. 11 for Harper Wettstein to lead Troy. They got 6 as well from Haley Groff, and then they got 2 points from Allison Grable. Some of the unofficial numbers for Hiawatha, 5 turnovers. They were 6-7 at the line. Both teams hit 1-3 in the first half. Right now, Hiawatha unofficially out-rebounding Troy 20-14 at the half. Matt, that was a huge issue last night. Troy's lost to Hanover. number one team in 1A D2, defending champs. Not only were they out-rebounded by 20 in that game, 45-25, but Hanover had a 24-5 advantage on the offensive rebounding. And we've seen Hiawatha have that advantage, or at least early on, getting their shots, not just second chance, but even third chance opportunities. That's kind of the one spot where Troy's kind of light in, little deficient in. It's their ability to get on the glass because they're just simply not a tall team.
Yeah, and Hiawatha's done a good job of taking advantage of that this evening. You know, I was looking at the stats here. You know, Hiawatha in this second half, to be able to win this game, is going to have to hit some threes. If you'd have said at the beginning of the game that Kenzie Nelson was going to have your only three, you'd be like, ooh. But she's really worked on her outside shot. But yeah, Hiawatha has to find a way to get Kylie Nelson going in this second half.
Stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services, Holton, that's Mike Tanking, Kay Omler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff. Our girls' halftime score, Hiawatha 21 and Troy 19, a final three-minute timeout. Second half coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way with help from Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit cfbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Erica from Queen Bee Boutique. When you shop with us, it's more than products. It's an experience. I carefully choose every item so you can enjoy timeless style, effortless sophistication, and quality you'll love for years. And with personal service from our amazing team, we make shopping fun, easy, and all about you. Come visit us at Queen Bee Boutique, 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, because you deserve nothing less than exceptional.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Exciting first two quarters here on KNZA and the Hiawatha Channel. Again, thanks to Highland Community College. Halftime show sponsor here on KNZA, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead. Online, highlandcc.edu. We get going here. Second half of the girls' contest in Troy tonight. Redhawks up two with the opening possession. They go left to right here as we sit courtside here inside the Troy Gymnasium. Here's a good dump down pass and high off the window with two for Kylie Nelson. 21 in the opener, and that's her first bucket tonight. 23-19, Redhawks by four. So Troy, their first offensive touch from right to left here in quarter number three. They trail by four. There's Wettstein in the corner. Williams closing out. Now a left elbow touch, working to the right block, reversing to Groff, who steps into a long two from the free throw line, and she got it to go. Haley Groff with 8 points here for Troy, and they're back to within two. It's 23-21 Redhawks. So after both teams took a while to score in the first quarter, both teams score on their first touch on offense in the third quarter. Here is Nelson. This is Kylie in the corner. Works it on a diagonal drive, and she got caught in the air, and it's taken away by Troy. 6 turnovers here for Hiawatha tonight. Here's Groff. Pass into the corner. It's Ludke for 3. Missed everything but air. Backside rebound pulled in by Kenzie Nelson. Kenzie's got 5 boards here tonight. Up the floor and spinning out a layup is Michaela Williams, who had the hot hand in the first half, but not there, and it's out of bounds, and it's going back to Troy. 6:45 to go, third quarter. 2 points, Redhawks lead here on the road. And this Redhawks team last year won 3 of their first 4 games, with that only loss in that stretch to Troy. Win tonight would give them a 2-0 start on the season. Weststein with it, quickly doubled, bouncing a pass, and it's on the floor. It's in the paint, picked up by the Redhawks. 8 turnovers now by Troy, 23-21 Redhawks. We're 90 seconds in. Here's a 3 from the right wing, well short. That one missed by Kylie Nelson, and the rebound taken in by Allison Grable. Here's Judd, down the middle of the floor from right to left. Looking right, goes back left. It's Groff, now into the corner it goes. It's Ludke, working back to the wing, gets it high left now. This is Weststein. Guarded by Williams, gets a ball screen, got to close out, they do. Good job by Michaela Williams, forcing Weststein near the midcourt line. 2 minutes in, 6 to go, third quarter, 23-21, Lady Redhawks. Here's Judd, lengthy possession, perimeter passing as Weststein using a screen, getting to the rack, and she steps on the baseline and turns it over. Second turnover of the quarter, 9 turnovers for Troy. Matt, that was an excellent defensive possession by the Redhawks.
Yeah, good job by Claire to push her baseline there.
The Redhawks get it back with a 2-point lead, 5:42 to go, third quarter. Just the first of 2 games tonight, of course, the boys will follow. Exciting matchup there on tap as well. Good double team by Troy in the corner. Good extra pass. Kylie triggers a 3. Bottom. Kylie Nelson heating up. All 5 here in the first 2.5 minutes of quarter number 3. 26-21. Largest lead for the Redhawks.
So that's what Kylie did Tuesday night. Second half, she got hot. I like Coach Jasper set up that play right out of halftime to get Kylie a shot.
Beautiful pass by Kinsey as well to set that one up from the right wing. Now 3 minutes into this third period, 26-21 Redhawks. Here's Weststein going to work. Good job there by Kylie to close her out. Now Weststein has it back. Wanting a ball screen, using, diving in from the left wing. Good bounce pass. Weststein the assist. That was too easy. And the backside bucket by Grable. She's got 4. 26-23. Redhawks by a 3 at 4:45 to go in the period.
That's what makes Harper so good. She gets all the attention, and she's able to dump it off to her teammate for an easy wide-open layup.
Redhawks whip it. Michaela Williams, left elbow, gets it out to Twombly in the corner, closed out quickly. And now at the free throw line, it's Addison Williams who knocks it down. Free throw line J for Addison Williams. She's got 4, 28-23. Redhawks by 5. We're at 4:20 and counting, third quarter. Both teams heating up a touch. You're on the offensive end in quarter number 3. Here's Judd, high right on the wing. Trojans operating right to left here in the second half, and now they get a whistle away from the ball. It's going to be a foul against the Redhawks. I think they're going to get Addison Williams here, running through the Grable screen. That'll be our first foul of the third quarter, as we'll see Laura Lears check in for the Redhawks, and also back in Haley Williams for the Trojans. So Williams picking up her second foul. Coach Jasper gets her off the floor for the short time being. Nicole Judd chasing it down near midcourt, far side of the floor, and she steps out of bounds. Great defense by Michaela Williams, forcing a Trojans turnover. Hiawatha defense ramped up. 4 minutes in, 4 to go here, third quarter. 28-23, Redhawks in front by 5. That's a lazy pass taken away. Turnover by Hiawatha. Judd wants to go coast to coast. She lost it. Nobody called Wolf, and now Judd gets it back right to Weststein. Both teams exchange turnovers, and Weststein puts it in for Troy. 28-25, down to 3, and Weststein with 13 to lead all scorers in this game. Here's a move by Nelson, drawing some contact from the left elbow. Foul, and free throws coming for the junior, Kylie Nelson. First Troy foul of the third quarter, and it's going against Nicole Judd, her first. So here's Kylie Nelson, and now we get a timeout called by Troy and head coach Derek Jasper. It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. 3:32 to go, third quarter. Girls' game has been a good one. 28-25 Hiawatha. We're back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Game tonight on KNZA is brought to you by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Again, a packed house here in Troy tonight. We got a full crew on hand. We got Ray, we got Matt, Heather, Seth, myself, Brandon, queued up on KNZA and the Hiawatha channel as well. Out of the timeout, Hiawatha. Free throws incoming for Kylie Nelson. And her first freebie up and in. Her first time at the line tonight. She knocks it down. She's got six, all here in the third quarter. 29-25 Red Hawks. And her second is pure. Seven third quarter points for Kylie Nelson. The lead back to five. It's 30-25 Red Hawks. Kylie exploded for 21 points in their win at Donovan West in the opener earlier this week. Now the Trojans nearly turning it over. Here's a trap on the right wing. Good pass to Judd in the corner. She has a good look, and she drills a right corner three. Nicole Judd, her second triple of the season, and the Trojans are down two. It's 30-28. Here's a pass to Laura Lears. Right back to Michaela Williams. Nice ball fake around Judd. Up with some contact. She missed. And it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Twombly, and it's going back to Troy at just south of 3 minutes to go in the quarter, with Hiawatha right now holding a slim two-point lead. It's 30-28. Back and forth we go. It's been tightly contested from the jump. Here's Groff with it in between the rings. Right side pass. It goes to Williams. Had it knocked away. Good defense by Michaela Williams. Now skip pass here. Groff tees up a left wing three, just barely grazed the rim short. But a backside rebound, nobody boxed out Judd. And now Groff tries again, and this time she goes long with it. And out of bounds, back to Hiawatha. 2:29 to go in the frame. Red Hawks a two-point lead. It's 30-28. Now Troy ramping up the pressure a little bit, but the Red Hawks break it. Now that pass tipped, and now Troy takes it away. Third turnover here in the quarter by the Red Hawks. Give them eight in the game. Another chance for the Trojans to tie or take the lead. Groff, a chest pass to the right wing, and now whistle and a bump foul at 2:11 to go in the quarter. Whistle's been light here in this third quarter, and the foul on Michaela Williams, that is her first. That'll get Addison Williams back into the game, placing sister Michaela. Side out. Wettstein back to Judd. Right side on the wing. Now into the corner it goes. It's Grable. Right back to Judd. Thought about a three. Instead skips it near side to Williams. She's not afraid to fire. She missed everything and was long on a triple. And a rebound pulled in by Hiawatha's Laura Lears. Into the front court. Here's Kylie Nelson going to her left. Into the paint. Shot. No. But free throws coming for Kylie Nelson. Getting aggressive here on the offensive end. All seven of her points in the first six-plus minutes of this frame, and a chance for more at the free throw line. The foul on Troy against Wiedmeyer, that's our first. Free throw up and no good, in and out. Sub back into the game for Troy. It's Ludke replacing Williams. Still a two-point lead here for the Red Hawks. Under 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Second on the way. That one is good. Kylie Nelson, three out of four at the line in the quarter. She's got eight in the game. 31-28, Red Hawks by a three. Wettstein into the front court. Shaded by a couple of red uniforms. Dumps it off. And a long shot. Misfiring. Backside rebound for Kylie Nelson. Red Hawks trying to add to a three-point lead at 90 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's a right side three by Laura Lears to tie off the heel. Fighting for the rebound at the free throw line. It's picked up by Wettstein. Wettstein going to work, slicing in, missing a shot, some contact, no call, and it's ripped away by the Redhawks. Another rebound here for Addison Williams. Now Williams had it nearly taken away. Judd tried to reach in from behind. They say no go. It's going to be a foul on Nicole Judd. That'll be her second. And team foul number two, as Groff is going to check back into the game here for Troy. Down to a minute 13 in this frame. 31-28, Redhawks by three. Addison Williams right in front of midcourt on the side outs. Here is a deep one. Kylie Nelson left it short. Got a bad bounce off the rim. Out of bounds it goes, and back to Troy. Kylie Nelson held scoreless in the first half. She has poured in eight here in the third quarter. 31-28, Redhawks by three. There's Wettstein into the front court. Just past the big blue Trojan logo at the center circle. Here's Groff with it, left on the wing. Now Wettstein off the down screen. She'll skip it to Judd on the right wing. 50 seconds to go and counting third quarter. Three-point Redhawks lead. Trojans backdoor pass, missing a layup, and a rebound for Kylie Nelson, and a foul against the Trojans. Boy, that was a great look by Grable. But correct me, I think they're going to call an offensive foul. Beg your pardon. They call an offensive foul on Kylie Nelson after gathering in that rebound. And Kylie, that's her third foul of the game.
That's a big call.
And Michaela Williams going to have to check in for Kylie Nelson. See how long Coach Jasper wants to keep her on the bench here as we're late in this third quarter. And a steal right in, coming in, was Michaela Williams. She takes it away on the inbounds. Five third quarter turnovers by Troy. Now it's knocked away at midcourt. Hiawatha again barely got it across midcourt, and Wettstein went for the steal on Williams, and they get Wettstein for her third foul. That is one to monitor. Wettstein will stay on the floor with the three fouls. 31 seconds remaining in the quarter. It's 31-28. I feel like we've been stuck on this score for the last couple of minutes. Both teams got a little cold. Let's see what Hiawatha wants to do. They can play for the final shot if they choose. It's down to 26 seconds and counting. Here's Williams, a skip pass. For his sister in Michaela. Addison over into the corner. It's Lears. Addison Williams on the right wing, down to 16 seconds. Twombly with the ball screen. Addison to her younger sister Michaela in the corner for three. Hits the rim twice, falls off. 9 seconds to go. Offensive rebound, though, by Kenzie Nelson. Another three on the way. It's Michaela Williams. Right at the horn, and that's going to take us to the end of the third quarter. Williams, 13 in the game. That's her first three tonight and of the season, and tying for the largest lead for the Redhawks. It's 34-28 as we go to the fourth quarter here on KNZA. A 60-second timeout. Don't go anywhere. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood, and stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hiawatha girls, a 13-9 third quarter advantage, and they have a 6-point lead here at Troy as we go to the final 8 minutes. 34-28 our score here on KNZA and the Hiawatha channel as well. Thanks for hanging with us here tonight. Here's Wettstein in the corner. Trojans from right to left here in the second half. Now Judd, right side to Groff. They get Wettstein in the corner on a down screen. Redhawks doing a good job on Harper Wettstein here tonight. Here's Judd again now in the left corner with Wettstein. She's running baseline to baseline. Being guarded here by Kenzie Nelson. Wettstein threw some contact, drew the foul, and free throws incoming for Harper Wettstein. First foul of the fourth quarter against Kinsey Nelson, her second. That puts Wettstein at the line, a perfect 4-for-4 from the stripe in the first half. And she got that one to go. Kind shooter's touch. And 14 in the game for the Northern Iowa commit. Quickly launching the second and quickly making the second. 15 for Harper Wettstein, back to 4. And Wettstein with hustle, forcing a turnover and getting a steal. 4-point Redhawks lead, but now there's a scrum at midcourt. And this one is taken away by Hiawatha in transition. It's Kylie Nelson for 2. All 10 of her points in the second half, 36-30. It is a 6-point advantage once again for the Redhawks after the forced turnover near midcourt. Defense leading the offense there. Here's Wettstein, left block, going to work underneath. Backside pass, easy finish for Allison Grable. 6 points for Grable, 36-32. Troy down 4. Just past a minute gone by in this final 8 minutes. It has been a dandy of a game between these two. No team has had a larger lead of or a lead larger than 6 tonight. Here's Twombly, good pass. Michaela Williams thought about it, now driving, finishing with the right hand on the right block. 15 for Michaela Williams to lead the Redhawks, and the lead back to 6, 38-32. Boy, how about Michaela Williams? 10 in the opener, and now 15 tonight. And the sophomore guard.
She is picking up the scoring Hiawatha was going to need, losing senior Aaliyah Contreras last year.
Aaliyah, very good three-point shooter. And now here's a long two from the left corner. No good. Offensive rebound, though, for Grable. Second chance here for Troy. Graw floating off the heel strong inside the free throw line. And it's cleared away by Kinsey Nelson. Rebound advantage for the Redhawks tonight. Boy, Kylie thought about a deep three from the right wing, but settles. 5:50 to go in the game. Redhawks with the ball here at Troy, leading 38-32. You think this game's fun? Wait for the boys' game here in the nightcap. Should be a good one as well. Redhawks working the possession here. Kenzie, right side. Kylie for 3, left it short. Kenzie fighting for the rebound, and they call a pretty quick jump ball. But the Redhawks do have the possession on the arrow. Unofficially, 8 rebounds for Kenzie Nelson tonight.
She's done a really good job of giving Hiawatha some second chance opportunities here in the second half.
That's been a pretty consistent stat for the Redhawks here tonight, getting extra opportunities on the offensive glass. Here is Kylie Nelson, right wing, going to work, guarded by Wettstein, kicking over to sister Kenzie, who fires and is misfired on a 3, just a little bit strong. She was on target. Judd the rebound for Troy. Troy down 6 with the ball, 5:20 to go in the game. Here's Wettstein at the head of the circle, backing up a touch, now getting a screen by Groff, working left. Good switch there by Kylie Nelson and Michaela Williams. Here's Groff, into the corner it goes to Taylor Williams, a baseline drive, lost it, in a tough spot here, there's the double team, and Jasper called it, Derek Jasper, the head coach, saw the trap, and burned a 30-second timeout. Our timeout's here on KNZA, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, as we're going to have a 30-second timeout with 5:01 to go in the game, 38-32 Redhawks. Want to thank our Hiawatha Channel sponsors as well, Maximum Insurance in Hiawatha, Ag Partners Cooperative, Carl's Body Shop, Rainbow Communications. Also want to thank New China as well, and Vintage Park in Hiawatha. Thanks again for everyone tuning in. We got Brandon, we got Ray, we got Matt, Heather, and Seth. Packed house here at Troy tonight, but Matt, we got 5 minutes to go. 6-point lead for the Redhawks. Kylie Nelson has picked up her scoring in the second half. Michaela Williams has been pretty consistent from the jump. 25 combined points from those two leading the charge for the Redhawks offense.
Yeah, they're going to be key this season for Hiawatha to have a good season. I like the defense that Addison has played on Harper. I mean, Harper is going to get her points, but Hiawatha's done a really good job of sending multiple defenders at Harper every time she puts the ball on the ground.
Harper's got 15, but she has certainly had to work for it tonight. Here's Wettstein going to work, had it knocked away in the paint. Good hustle by Michaela Williams, diving for it, but she knocked it out of bounds. Trojans have it underneath their own basket. 4:55 to go in the game. Redhawks leading 38-32. Troy and Hiawatha played twice last year. Troy won both. And Wettstein turned it over. Her pass was a little long for Grable, and she couldn't save it in front of her own bench. Second turnover in the quarter. 7 in the half, and now 14 in the game for the Trojans. And we're now south of 5 minutes to go. The Redhawks with the ball working up on this full-court press. Straight away. Williams thought about a three. Now Addison Williams has it out, head of the circle. Hands it off to Kylie Nelson right there. And trying to dump it down on the free throw line. Ball's on the floor, picked up by Groff. And it's a steal as Wettstein has it. Five turnovers in the second half here. Wettstein stepping back, firing, left it short. Now a long rebound beyond the perimeter. Got bodies on the floor. And it's going to be out of bounds here on the near sideline. And Troy's going to keep it.
Good hustle by both teams.
Well, I just feel like both teams just having to work so hard to get looks on the offensive end. I think a lot of credit both sides on the defensive effort. You mentioned Wettstein. Of course, she's going to get hers. She does have 15, but Hiawatha not making it easy on her. That is for sure. So here's Judd receiving the inbounds. Pass to Grable. Out to Judd. Up top to Groff. 4:18 to go in the game. Groff a drive. Tried to spin it up. Couldn't get the English. Wettstein the offensive rebound. Up and in and the foul. Rebound for Wettstein. She's got 17 and a chance for one more. 38-34. She can get it down to three. Redhawks foul against Twombly. That is her second and team foul number two in the quarter. Lears back into the game here for the Redhawks, and Twombly gets a breather. Well, Harper Wettstein, 6 for 6, and now 7 for 7 at the line tonight. She's got 18 to lead all scores. 38-35, it's a three-point Redhawks lead as we're coming up on the halfway point in the final period. Addison Williams, a skip pass, and out of bounds. Miscommunication on the near side, a turnover by the Redhawks.
That's two in the last two possessions there. Hiawatha's going to have to, they want to win this game, they're going to have to take care of the ball. Last possession, Harper did a really good job of getting her hands on the ball there. She's so long up top.
Well, officially, according to the book, Wettstein, a ball-dominant guard, but she is the tallest player listed for Troy at 5'9". Here's Wettstein at the elbow, backing out to the wing, 3:44 clock moving fourth quarter. It's a three-point Redhawks lead. Got a tight finish coming down the stretch here in our girls' game tonight. Right side, Grable, a look, a long two. Misfiring. Wettstein is there. She had it blocked at the rim, and it's taken away by Kylie Nelson. Nelson all the way to the rack, drew a lot of contact, no call, and the ball's going back to Troy. Hiawatha fans did not approve of the no call there. So Nelson tried to draw the contact. Head coach Stacy Jasper wants an explanation there, and whatever the ref says, it's not going to change the call. That's a big missed opportunity. Trojans down three with the ball. Coming up on the final 3 minutes in the game. Wettstein has it. Right wing, closed out quickly. Now Judd at the top of the key. Puts it on the dribble waist high, not once but twice. Now Groff, into the corner it goes. It's Ludke stepping back. Ludke for the tie, got nothing but backboard. Easy rebound on the backside by Kenzie Nelson. And now Wettstein nearly forcing a steal, but the Redhawks get it back. Pushing. Left side, it's Kylie Nelson dribbling in. Gets it back up top to Addison Williams. We're at 2:47 to go in the game. 38-35, the Redhawks by three. And now it's tipped into the backcourt. Judd nearly got a steal. It's still on the floor. Now foul's going to be called by Groff. Diving on it. Caught the back of the ankles there as Williams tried to pick it up. And Groff is going to pick up her third foul. And the first foul on Troy here in the fourth quarter. And Coach Stacy Jasper wants to talk this final few minutes over. 2:39 to go in the game. It's a full. We'll follow suit. Redhawks by three here at Troy. It's 38-35. Don't go anywhere. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Want to give a gift that will last a lifetime? At Hella Martial Arts, we build confidence, teach self-defense, make friends, create leaders, and so much more. And there's no batteries required. Learn more about our classes at hellamartialarts.com. Parents, need a few hours away from the kids this season? Sign them up for our Glow Party, Saturday, September 13th. Starting at 5:30, we'll have 3 hours worth of glow-in-the-dark games, activities, and pizza. That's Heller Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Alongside our studio producer, Ray Penning on KNZA, we got Matt Morton, Heather Williams, Seth Tollefson for the Hiawatha Channel, Brandon Tamman with you as well. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We thought we were going to get some competitive games tonight, Matt, and it's coming down the stretch. This girls' game, 2:39 to go. Redhawks lead it by three.
Yeah, and both teams put a lot of hustle out there. You see girls diving all over the floor there. Hiawatha's doing a good job. Harper is so destructive. Even on that rebound right there, she goes back like she's coming back, then she turns and almost gets the steal. Hiawatha's got to take care of the ball. Obviously, with no shot clock here tonight, you don't have to force anything, but just be strong, smart passes with the ball.
Out of the timeout, Redhawks going the full length of the floor. Trojans coming out in that full court press look. Here's the dump in pass to Kylie Nelson. Head of steam near sideline, and a screen set by older sister Kenzie, and bodies hit the floor, but now up top to Michaela Williams, as we're now under 2.5 minutes to go. 38-35, Redhawks with the possession. Nelson to Nelson. It's Kylie on a curl all the way to the bucket, and they're going to call her for a travel. And immediately a sideline warning here. The official did not like how the Hiawatha bench and sideline and fans kind of reacted to that travel call. But it's a turnover on the Redhawks, and the Trojans with Wettstein, 2:18 and counting, down three. Crossing over at midcourt. Backing out a little more shaded left. Now a pass to Judd in the corner. Long skip pass to the right wing. Nelson nearly took it away. And Nelson, this is Kylie Nelson. I think they're going to change this call. I think it's going to be Redhawks basketball here. It was last deflected by Troy, so what a heady play by Kylie Nelson to force a turnover.
I like that. The refs got together there and talked about the call there.
100%. A lot of action going on, but the near side judge, and I think we had a pretty good angle at it as well. And now a timeout here for Coach Jasper. This is Derek Jasper calling the timeout. It's a full. We'll step aside as well. 2:06 remaining in the girls' contest. Don't go anywhere. Redhawks by three, and we're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First true busy Friday night in the high school basketball season. Thanks for tuning in here on KNZA alongside our Hiawatha Channel viewers as well. Ray, Matt, Heather, Seth, Brandon all with you again. 2:06 to go. Girls contest coming down the wire. Redhawks 38, Trojans 35.
Yeah, both teams. Hiawatha right here just got to slow down, keep their composure. You know, there's been some calls. You get caught up in your emotions sometimes with the crowd. You just got to play smart here and get the ball into their ball handlers.
Redhawks having some trouble getting it in, and that's going to be a Trojan foul. They are ramping up the aggression here on the defensive effort. You mentioned the no shot clock here at Troy, so that right now certainly benefiting the Redhawks here as they have it on the far side of the floor. That foul against Nicole Judd, her third. Both teams were just two fouls apiece, so they both have a couple fouls to give here in the final couple minutes. And that one nearly taken away by Wettstein, and a quick foul. Wettstein upset, quick slap of the hand, thought she had a chance at a steal. And Wettstein now with four fouls with 2:03 to go. Trojans cannot afford to lose her down the stretch. 2:03 left in the game. Redhawks just trying to get it into the front court, and they do. A dump-in pass to Kenzie Nelson. And Addison Williams here going to reset up top. There's the foul. They get Groff with this one, and that's going to be her fourth. So Wettstein and Groff, the two leading scorers here for the Trojans with four fouls. We're at 1:57 to go in the game. Redhawks 38, Trojans 35. So a two-point game at the half. Redhawks has had multiple leads of six, but no team is led by more than six at any point tonight. Here's Addison Williams again, man-to-man here in the front court. On the left wing, and working back towards the head of the circle, gets it right there to Claire Twombly. Now right side it goes, Michaela Williams. We're down to 140. 38-35, Redhawks. Here's Kylie Nelson backing up. Good matchup there with Wettstein defending. And now a whistle and a foul, and that's going to put Hiawatha at the free throw line.
I believe that's Judd's fourth, too.
So three Trojans with four fouls, Wettstein, Judd, and Groff. Big free throws incoming from Michaela Williams. And her first is short. Now 2 for 4 in this game tonight. and was 4 of 5 in the opener at Donovan West. She's got 15 points to lead the Redhawks here tonight. Big free throw left. It's short. She goes 0 for 2, and it stays a 3-point deficit for Troy. 90 seconds to go in the game as Wettstein driving in from the left wing. She is bumped and fouled. Not sure if that was sarcastic cheers from the Troy side on the whistle, but nonetheless, a foul against the Redhawks. At 1:26 to go, it's on the floor. Addison Williams, her third. So one more foul to give for the Redhawks here before Troy's in the bonus. Wettstein getting it left corner. She got bumped to the floor, no call, but gets it off to her teammate, Allison Grable. 3-point lead for the Redhawks. We're down to a minute 15 to go. Here's Wettstein, backing up near midcourt, wants to go to work on Kylie Nelson. Had it knocked away, but into the hands of Groff. Groff diving in the paint. Here's a long two. It is short, missed by Ludke. Fighting for the rebound is Wettstein, and a jump ball is called. Tied up in there, Michaela Williams. Trojans have the possession at 1:03 to go in the game. Still down three. So it's going to be Wettstein to throw it in. The Redhawks 38-35 with 1:03 to go in the game. Here's Groff bouncing it in the paint. Grable has to kick it out. It is Judd for the tie. It's off the heel strong. And a lot of collision in there to try to fight for the rebound. And a long rebound deflected out in the corner. It's last touch by Judd. And the Redhawks get it back. 54 seconds to go. Redhawks by three. They have the ball. Here's Kylie Nelson into the front court. How long do the Trojans go? They got to be a little bit more aggressive here. As we're at 44 seconds and counting, Redhawks with the ball leading by three. Right now, Addison Williams working around the arc from right to left. Bouncing it back up top to Kenzie Nelson. 34 seconds to go in the game. Fans getting a little anxious here. Again, certain players can't foul.
Yeah, three with four.
We're down to 25 seconds. 3-point Redhawks lead. A lot of time brewing off the clock here. Michaela Williams handing it off. Kylie Nelson, we're down to 17 seconds. Somebody's got a foul. 14 seconds. Now a trap here in the corner, and Stacey Jasper gets a timeout call. We'll keep it right here, Matt. That's a lot of time to come off the clock, man. It was 50 or so seconds, and we talked about the foul trouble. Three girls out there for Troy with four fouls, and that put Coach Derek Jasper and his team kind of in a bind right there. There's only 11 seconds left.
Yeah, you don't want, obviously you don't want Harper fouling there to get her fifth, but that is a lot. I thought they would stretch this out and make this a free throw game. You let 40 seconds go off the clock here. Hiawatha makes one free throw. You know, first they got to get the ball in town. I think Coach Jasper, you can see him talking to his girls. He was trying to trap the ball and see if they can get a turnover there. But, you know, now you're going to have to foul with 11.5 left.
You got to do it quick. Go for a steal on the inbounds. If you're just joining us, our girls game here in Troy tonight, it's been fantastic. It's coming down the stretch. Redhawks going to have a side out here with a 3-point lead. It's 38-35. It will be Addison Williams to throw it in right in front of her own bench and away fans. No fouls to give for Troy. Wettstein defending, and before the entry pass, we had a collision here, and it's going to be free throws. The foul's going to be called on Allison Grable before the pass was thrown in. And Michaela Williams, who's been the story tonight for the Redhawks, a chance to make this a two-possession game with under 12 seconds to go. She is 2 for 5 at the line tonight. Her team leads by three. The first. It's short. Stays 38-35, 11.5 seconds remaining in the game. A massive free throw incoming. On the way. Missed it. 0 for 2. And the Trojans turn it over, trying to scramble for the rebound in the corner. You couldn't have gotten a bigger break right there if you were the Redhawks. And a timeout going to be called by Hiawatha. It was a scramble between Grable and Wettstein on that long rebound in the far corner. And the Trojans had it. Down three, but they turn it over with 9 seconds to go, and we're right back to the same scenario we were just at 2 seconds ago.
We got it in Hiawatha. I'm sure Coach Jasper's drawing up a play to try to get the ball into Kylie's hands. Either Kylie or Addison Williams are, you know, two of our better free throw shooters on the year.
I know Michaela Williams, she struggled a little bit at the line tonight, but she was 4 for 5 in game 1 against Donovan West. Kylie Nelson, all of her 10 points in the second half. And in the rebounding has been a story and an advantage for Hiawatha here tonight. Both teams have four turnovers here in the fourth quarter. We're down to 9 seconds remaining in the game. It's going to be a side out for the Redhawks, leading by three at 38-35. So if you can't get the steal, it's going to be a quick foul. Far side corner, Wettstein defending the inbounds on Addison Williams. Gets that over-the-head pass into the backcourt here with Kylie Nelson. Down to 6 seconds, and there's the foul. It had to be Groff, and Groff's going to foul out of the game. 6 seconds to go with the Redhawks leading by three, and free throws coming up for Kylie Nelson, who has 10 points and 7 rebounds tonight and is 3-for-4 at the line. A chance for the Redhawks to make things difficult for Troy, and that free throw is good. 4-point Redhawks lead, 39-35, just 6 ticks remaining on the clock. Clutch for the junior, Kylie Nelson. Got it to go. Shooter's touch. Redhawks by five. Down to 4 seconds. Wettstein, a 40-foot NBA range. Three. It drills it. 0.5 to go. Coach Jasper wanted a timeout. And the official didn't see it. Oh, this would be a tough way to end it. 40-38. Are they going to say the game is over? It is. Wow. A huge three by Harper Wettstein. There was 0.6 on the clock. The clock was stopped after the made. Clear as day, Derek Jasper calling the timeout, but no official saw it. And the Redhawks survived and moved to 2-0 on the season. Girls game gone final. And it was a good one. Redhawks 40, Trojans 38. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner-agent at Be Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6. And Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They are also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. This busy time of year, we need to remember to say thank you to everyone that is important to us. All of us at Citizen State Bank would like to say thank you for yet another successful year. May the holidays bring you all the happiness and joy you deserve. Merry Christmas from the officers and employees at Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your communities. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
In between games now in Troy tonight, our girls game, fantastic. It came down to the wire, but Hiawatha now 2-0 on the season. They survived 40-38. Trojans dropped to 1-2 on the year. Our post game brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Again, alongside Ray Penning in studio, we got Matt, Heather, Seth, Brandon with you here on site, on location. Boy, Hiawatha now 2-0 on the season. Big win tonight, winning by two. It was just tightly contested from the jump. Neither team had a lead bigger than six at any point. But Troy got a deep three from Wettstein with under a second to go. Clock was stopped. Refs don't see Derek Jasper calling a timeout. They get it in. Clock runs out. Game's over. Now, the odds of Troy getting an opportunity with .5, .6, who knows? But probably should have been given the timeout there. Nonetheless, Hiawatha, big win on the road after going 0-2 against Troy last year. I'm telling you what, Michaela Williams, 5'4 sophomore, exploding onto the scene after 10 points in the opener Tuesday night. She goes for 15-7 here tonight.
Big point, you know, especially on a night where Kylie goes scoreless in the first half, then Kylie, you know, comes and has a good second half. Big free throws there by Kylie there to make it a 5-point game. Good win. What a game.
It was a lot of fun. Harper Wettstein averaging 22.5 points per game coming into it. She finishes with 21 and 9 rebounds. Just not a lot of scoring for Troy outside of Harper, and that's going to find them in some trouble at some times this season. Haley Groff, who fouled out late in the game, she had 8 points. Allison Grable had 6, and then 3 points as well from Nicole Judd. Troy was saddled up with a little bit of foul trouble late in that game, and maybe the last 60 seconds, maybe not quite the execution that head coach Derek Jasper was looking for, but Troy is coming up a little bit short now, 1-2 on the year. It's their third game in 4 days this week. They lost to the number one ranked team in 1-8-D2 last night in Hanover. They come home tonight. Hiawatha nicks it by two. Again, it is 40-38. Final score, Redhawks. Again, 15 points, 7 rebounds for Michaela Williams. Kylie Nelson had all 12 of her points in the second half, good chunk in the third quarter, but she had 7 rebounds as well. 5 points, 9 boards from Kenzie Nelson. You also had 4 points apiece from Claire Twombly and Addison Williams. Some of the team numbers, Hiawatha, 12 turnovers. They were 11 of 17 at the line. They hit 3 threes. They out-rebounded Troy unofficially 29-21. Troy held to just 7 second-half rebounds, again finishing with 21. Both teams had 3 threes. Troy turned it over 16 times. They were 11 of 13 at the line. But again, Harper Wettstein, 21 to lead all scores. Michaela Williams leading the Redhawks, 15 points to go along with 7 rebounds. All right, now time for our player of the game announcement here. It is brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. As I normally do, and we have extra people on hand, I reverse the player of the game nomination to you, good sir.
Well, I got to go with Michaela Williams. You know, she really kept Hiawatha in that game in the first half. 10 big points there. Not only just scoring, just, you know, rebounding. You know, she had a couple possessions there where she gave the team extra possessions there. Just a really good game by the sophomore.
Boy, it's been an incredible start for the sophomore guard, Michaela Williams. Double digits scoring in each of the first two games. And under Stacy Jasper, year two, Hiawatha, they are 2-0 on the season. And coming up next week, they will have 3 games. Hiawatha will next week. And it'll start Tuesday night at Horton. And for Troy, they're going to try to bounce back after a 2-game skid here. They're 1-2. And upcoming for them, they'll go to Jackson Heights next Tuesday night for some Northeast Kansas League action. So we're in between games. We got to step aside for a little bit of a timeout here on KNZA and the Hiawatha Channel. We got the boys game on tap, so excited for this one here tonight. The Troy boys are 1-1. They lost at 182 number 2 Hanover last night after squandering an 11-point halftime lead in Hiawatha. They were impressive in their opener, winning at Donovan West 51-21 on Tuesday night. Red Hawk boys 1-0 on the season. So game two of our double dip is right around the corner. We step aside for a quick timeout, and we're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Keeping you informed, this is Kansaland's News.
This is the latest from your only source for local daily news. I'm Brian Hagan, along with Greg Bevermeyer. Remember, you can find us online anytime at msconews.net.
The Hiawatha USD 415 Board of Education, during a special meeting Thursday evening, interviewed the second of three candidates vying to be the next superintendent. The school district in a release